Just picture yourself standing there with Peter and the others and seeing our Lord's face and hearing his voice. He promises these things. Look, I promise you. You drop everything and follow me. I will look after you. You will be with me and with my Father. What kind of a heart does he have? He doesn't say, yes, I assure you, you will be suitably rewarded. You know, what kind of a heart does he have? You know, Peter, I'm promising you, you stick with this and you will be with me for eternity. My Father has a place for you. This stuff here, trees and cars and whatever, I'm telling you, you'll have all that and more because you'll have my Father and me and the blessed Holy Spirit. I'm trying to mediate something that happened to me when I read this last night. We read it, and of course it's rather solemn, and look at it again. Peter said to him in reply, see, that's after, you know, it's harder, it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. Whew. That's pretty tough, isn't it? So if you, oh well, the eye of the needle, that means a small gate in the wall, it does not. It means the eye of a needle. So who's rich? Well, people who rely on whatever they got materially. You know? And who don't think about the others. That's who's rich. And he said, I mean, suppose you were standing there, listen to Jesus say that. I'm telling you, it's going to be easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for the rich to get into the kingdom of heaven. What would you think? Like, whew. Well, that's what the disciples thought. Well, who's going to make it then? You see? And then he looked at them. I'm trying to, I mean, like, as I read this last night and again this morning, I'm overwhelmed by the heart of Jesus. You know, I mean, how real he is. How honest he is. How loving he is. You know? So Peter's always the one who speaks up, right? Hey, look, we've given up everything to follow you. St. Jerome coming and says, Peter, relax. What did you have? One lousy little fishing boat. You know what I mean? Like, what did you have? And well, what will they be for us? Amen, I say to you. And now, and this poor translation, I mean, like in the New Age, they were putting that in before the New Age was the New Age, you see. So it's not the New Age that's around. It's another New Age. But you know that. Look, I'm telling you, Peter, I promise you, if you have followed me, when everything is new, and when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, you yourselves, and now this is to these 12, right? The 11, because one's going to drop out, but the one who takes his place. You will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That is, I've started a new people, and a new 12 patriarchs. They're you. And then, that's enough for the apostles. You're going to be the, and as the text, you know, that preface we have, and from their place in heaven they guide us still. Those apostles are still looking after the church, huh? The new patriarchs of the new people. But everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name. Now think of the generosity. I mean, can you hear it? I promise you, you'll have 100 times more than that stuff. It's a promise. And you'll inherit eternal life. Look, I'm not going to be outdone in generosity. I love you. Drop everything. Come follow me. Get rid of your resentments and stuff. And, you know, make sure you're taking care of the poor. And I'm promising you right here now that you will have 100 times more of this stuff. And you will inherit eternal life. Do you hear his voice? Do you hear the promise? And then, because many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Well, whoopee, we're among the last. Neat. That means we're on our way to be first. Now, if we get proud of that, we automatically become last, right? But I would ask you, really, this is, we're in Matthew 18, 19. It's where Matthew has collected a lot of the material our Lord said about life in community. We had marriage, family, we have wealth, we're going to have, how do you get along? My brother sins against me, how many times do I have to forgive him and all? That's all right in this. You want to study community, just read chapters 18, 19, and 20 of Matthew. After going through all the levels. Give up everything. Don't give up everything. Marry. Don't marry. You know? Then he tells a parable as Matthew lines it up. It's so beautiful. So he hires some guys at 6 in the morning, some guys at 9, some guys about 3:30. And they all get paid the same. I said, Chip, why? Are you mad because I'm generous? I mean, what's he saying? You're a big shot, I'm happy for you. Oh, you're a big shot. But at payday, everybody's paid on mercy. So relax, worrying about your reward. Just love me. And do what I tell you. And have a heart for this poor world.